Welcome to today's lesson. We're going to talk about instant gratification because this is something that needs to be addressed if you're going to master your weight in the short term and the long term. And the first way we're going to talk about it is in regards to food. Now, let's face it, we all know that we've all been in situations where you get the slightest bit hungry and the first things, foods that are popping into your mind are foods that are the worst for you, right? They're foods that are high fat, high sugar, high salt, and they are engineered to appeal to our senses. So sensually, the foods that are worst for us are the ones that are most appealing and the most gratifying. Again, they're engineered that way. So what we need to do is we need to change the way that we're viewing those foods, the way that we're thinking about those foods. Because again, you can think about foods that are healthier for you, whatever that may be for you. But if you think about the foods you consider to be healthier, I can almost guarantee that they don't have the same sensual excitement that the high fat, high salt, high sugar foods have. Okay, and again, that's intentionally. They're intentionally designed that way. So the foods that are best for you, they're going to give you the results you want, are the ones that can seem boring. And so they don't seem gratifying in that moment. So what we want to do, we don't want to get rid of instant gratification completely. We just want to reframe the way that we're thinking about it. Okay, so on a sensual level, those foods will always win. So what can we do? Well, one thing we can do is we can look a little bit further into the future and realize that between those two groups of foods, as soon as the eating is done, the story flips, but it flips emotionally. Okay, so we have those high sugar, salt, fat foods, and while we eat them, it's enjoyable. But as soon as we finish, there's the physical response, which is usually ultimately kind of a decrease in blood sugar, kind of lethargicness, a sense of being stuffed. But more importantly is the emotional aspect of it. And every time you eat those foods, you know how you feel afterwards. And usually the beating yourself up, the feeling guilty, the blaming yourself, the feeling depressed that you did it again, all that comes and it lasts a long time. Again, the eating the food lasts minutes, and the feeling from those foods can last hours into days. Now, the flip side's true for the foods that are better for us. Again, it's kind of boring when we're eating them, but then afterwards, you know when you've eaten well, you feel good about yourself. You feel happy that you made the right choice. You feel a sense of accomplishment, a sense of success. And that's what we want to start thinking about. Okay, so we want instant gratification, but we're going to train ourselves to think not just that sensual initial part, but we're going to move on to the emotional part. That's what we're going to look at. And you know, there's no doubt, emotionally, which food is going to give you better feelings and for longer. I mean, you could eat well at dinner, again, make the right food choice, eat the right amount, and the next day when you wake up, you can still be feeling good about that. Okay, because those feelings last. And not only do they last, but then they go and they influence the rest of that day. So everything compounds upon itself, good or bad. Okay, it works the same both ways. But when you start thinking about what food you're going to eat, I want you to think about the instant gratification. You're already doing that, but you're only thinking about it sensually. You're only thinking about how it's going to feel on your tongue, how it's going to feel to eat those foods. I want you to start thinking about it emotionally as well. Both directions. Add that into the mix because, again, the emotional aspect of it lasts way longer. And so if you start thinking about it that way and paying attention to it, it's going to change the foods that you desire and you crave. Now, the other part of instant gratification is a bigger idea. And when it comes to weight loss, we all want instant results. But let's face it, the process of weight loss takes longer than we want it to. There's no question about that. So what we need to do is address that right from the beginning, okay, and have some patience with it. The way you do that is you begin thinking and believing that if I consistently act this way, going back to that action is rewarded lesson, if I consistently make these choices and act this way, I know I'm going to get the results I want. So that every time you do make the right choice, the right decision, I want you to boost that up in yourself and feel really good about it. Again, the instant gratification that's going to help you succeed and master your weight is the emotional gratification, not the sensual one. If you can make that shift, you're going to be amazed at how different you feel. So I want you to think about that today, the emotional gratification from your food. Think about that. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Have a great day.